Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue learning about a regular day, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're doing that by looking at the Avodah of the Korban Tamid by going through the Mishnayos of Maseches Tamid. Before we continue with the second Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, this Mishnah and many to follow need an introduction. There are a number of different groups of people that work in the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash runs smoothly, that it has all of the Kalim and all of the Korbanos that it needs, to make sure that the physical building gets the maintenance it needs, not to mention the avoda itself in the Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc. To make sure the Beis HaMikdash runs smoothly, we need a lot of people to work there. A number of people work in the Beis HaMikdash. Some work once in a while, and some all year round. And as I mentioned in the last FMT, I love speaking about these real kinds of things, because again, it makes the Beis HaMikdash real. The Beis HaMikdash is a huge building. It's a huge operation with thousands of people coming every day, and that's just on a regular day, so to speak. And this building needs people to run it, to make sure it runs smoothly. And the more we speak about the regular days in the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, the more we speak about the real experience of the Beis HaMikdash, the more of a reality it becomes. So let's talk about who works in the Beis HaMikdash. First, there are the regular Kohanim, so to speak. Not every Kohen works in the Beis HaMikdash every day. The Kohanim are divided into 24 groups called Mishmaros. And each of the 24 Mishmaros works in the Beis HaMikdash for a week at a time. They take turns. This Mishmar works this week, that Mishmar works the next week, etc. for 24 weeks as they cycle through each of the 24 Mishmaros. And within each Mishmar, there is a head, a Kohen in charge of that Mishmar, called a Rosh Mishmar. And not only that, every Mishmar is divided into smaller groups, and each group is called a Beis Av, and each Beis Av has a Kohen in charge called a Rosh Beis Av. During the week that a specific Mishmar works in the Beis HaMikdash, each day a different Beis Av does most of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. So to summarize, all of the Kohanim are divided into 24 Mishmaros. Each Mishmar works in the Beis HaMikdash once every 24 weeks. And even during that week, most of the Avodos are done each day by a different Beis Av. Parenthetically, I should add that as I mentioned in the FMMs about Aliyah LaRegel, while a Kohen is only invited to work in the Beis HaMikdash during the week that his Mishmar is on duty, that is not true during the Shalosh Regalim. During the Shalosh Regalim, any Kohen from any Mishmar is allowed and encouraged to work in the Beis HaMikdash. I'll also add parenthetically that just as the Kohanim are divided into Mishmaros, so are Levim and so are Yisraelim, but we will discuss that later in Mirtz Hashem. So that is a summary of what a Mishmar is and what a Beis Av is. In addition to those Kohanim, there are a number of Kohanim who work in the Beis HaMikdash full-time, all year round. Imitz Hashem will talk about many of these year-round jobs in later series of FMM, but for now, briefly, there is, of course, the Kohen Gadol, and there's a lot to say about the Kohen Gadol, but again, not for now. And there is the Kohen Mashuach Milchama. This is a Kohen who goes out to war to address the soldiers in battle, to speak with them, to daven for them, to daven with them. He too is a full-time employee, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen Gadol has a deputy, a Sgan, who helps the Kohen Gadol, a Sgan Kohen Gadol, who accompanies the Kohen Gadol throughout much of the day. And that Sgan Kohen Gadol has assistants as well, and they are called Katilikin or Katikolin. These are the assistants of the Sgan Kohen Gadol, and they have assistants of their own called Markulin, or individually each one is called an Amarkal or a Markal. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that Markal means that he is Mar al Hakol, master over everything. In other words, the Markal, the Markulin, run the administrative side of the Beis HaMikdash, the maintenance, the purchasing of korbanos, the purchasing of oil and wine and flour, the purchasing and the production of new kalim when old kalim break or get worn out. They're also in charge of the finances of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that job, they work with the gizbarim, the treasurers, the accountants of the Beis HaMikdash. They collect funds, they distribute funds, etc. And finally, in addition to everyone we've mentioned so far, the Mishnah in the fifth perek of Maseches Shkalim and the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Zayin tell us that there are 15 mimunim, 15 assigned people who have very specific jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned one of these jobs before, the supervisor of the overnight guards in and around the Beis HaMikdash. That was one of the 15 mimunim. And there are others, each one of in charge of specific jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. And these, also, these mimunim work all year round, and they also have working people, people working for them. So that is the summary of the part-time jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, each mishmar and each Beis Av. And it's a summary of the full-time jobs, the Kohen Gadol, the Mashuach Milchama, the Sgan Kohen Gadol, the Katikulin, the Markulin, and the Mimunim, and the people that work for them. So many people working day in, day out to make sure the Beis HaMikdash runs smoothly. Imir Tzashem, in the next FMM, we will begin with the first job, the first thing the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Imir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.